All right, bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation for us to have tonight, so let's get into it. So how y'all feeling, man? Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. You know, last week at this time we was carving up a little bit turkey, you know what I mean, sipping on a little bit of eggnog, you know, cranberry sauce, stuffing, dressing, whatever you want to call that, you know, eating that good stuff. And we're 1 week removed from that. Hopefully, you know, you've dropped some of those pounds, worked them off a little bit or whatever. But here we are, Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we're talking about love and mind games. You know, mind games. What are mind games? What are we really talking about? It's something that we know what we mean when we say mind games. But do we ever take any time to really think about what we're saying when we say, I don't want to play no games. You're too old to be playing games. I don't want nobody playing no games with me. I am too old to be playing games out here. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? We're talking about my games, I assume, because actually I could be wrong about that. Maybe I think that we're talking about my games. Maybe you're talking about something else. What are the games that we're talking about? You know, in my mind, the game is love. And I do believe that love is a game. Not everybody plays it the same way. Some people consider that the way that others play is unfair. But they also say that all is fair in love and war. So almost anything goes as long as you reach your goal. But the way that you approach love, the way that you try to get someone to be in love with you, the way that you are in love with them, it may be all fair. It may be. Some people will be turned off by what I just said. What do you mean get somebody to be in love or try to get somebody to be in love with them the same way that you're in love with you know, what do you mean by try to get somebody to be in love with you the same way that you're in love with them? Yeah, well, that is actually what we do. I know it's an ego. It's a blow to our ego. And, you know, the way that it's supposed to work out is that two people are just supposed to love and respect each other out the gate. And, you know, they just supposed to feel each other and do everything that the other person likes with a little bit of training, but very minimal, because the pieces are just supposed to fall in place and everything is supposed to be good. I understand. I get it. I totally 100% get it. But does it work that way? You know it don't work that way. I know it doesn't work that way. You have requirements in order for your love and your heart to get started. You have requirements. I can't tell you what your requirements are. I may not tell you what my requirements are, but we all have them. It may start off with the physical. You know, y'all know what I like. I like big titties and fat old ass and all that kind of stuff. But does that mean that it stops there? Does it mean that every woman that I've dealt with have had that? No. No, absolutely not. So in other words, I can talk a good game about what I like, but it doesn't always play out that way. And because it doesn't mean that I won't be attracted to a woman who doesn't have those things. It doesn't mean that I've never been in love with a woman who didn't have those things, those physical qualities that are attractive to me. No, every woman that I've dealt with hasn't had big titties and a fat ass. Together? Hardly any of them. Well, not even. I tried. Normally the scales aren't really balanced. But even in times when it was when those physical attributes were there, it didn't mean that I was in fully invested. There has to be something else that brings you together, and a lot of times it's that mental element. Some people say it's the spiritual element. Like there's something out there that brings this axon together with that axon, and we come together in one good cell. And it doesn't work for everybody. You know how people look at couples and they be like, "Yo, that's a pretty couple. Y'all make a good couple. Y'all look good together. Y'all seem to complement each other." They don't know. They don't know the conversations that the two of you have. They don't know the way that one person moves the other person, or if one person moves the other person or not. They don't know that. All they know is, you know, y'all out with each other, two good-looking people, looking like they are evenly yoked and all of that kind of stuff. They may have a little background on that couple. Like, I know that maybe they met each other in school, or maybe they both work together in the same field or something like that. They have similar interests. I know that she likes to play pool. He likes to play pool and bowl. She likes to bowl. You know, those types of things. But those are the surface things. The way that a person makes your heart beat when they are around and when they're not, that's what you have to concern yourself with, because those are the things that love is really made of, and those are the kind of things that are going to keep you coming back to each other all the time. So for some people, those are mind games. Some people need that. You know, how many of y'all either share or know someone who shares the property of, okay, let me put it this way. Some people cannot stay attracted to somebody who can't keep up with them mentally. They can't fall in love and stay in love with somebody who they don't consider to be that bright. So if you're an avid reader, a studier, a researcher, you're curious, you have a curious mind, it might be hard for you to stay in love with somebody who doesn't seem to give a shit about anything, or isn't passionate about anything, or doesn't wonder about certain things, or just accepts everything the way that it is, or doesn't strive to be better, or doesn't question anything. It might be hard for you to stay in love with somebody like that. you know, that could be considered a mind game. You know, you're judging people. You're judging people because they're not like you. Because they go along to get along, or because they don't wonder how things work, but they just find a way to work within it. You know, you're judging. Well, yeah, but that's what you need. So how can somebody audit your needs? But in you trying to get somebody up to snuff to whereas they will hold your interest, and trust me, you're going to do that, whether you do it outright or whether you do it subliminally. You're going to do that because you're looking for a way to be able to stay. You are looking for a way to be able to stay. Looking for a way to be able to stay. Looking for a way to be able to stay. You ain't going to be able to do it. Not that way. You're dealing with a dummy, something like a mummy, running around, not talking, just walking. But, yo, it's not your fault that they didn't learn, but you trying to give them a hell of a turn. But, hey, they ain't coming along, so you going to the next record, singing the next song. And as long as they don't try to come up, they going to have to be by. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. As much as people try to deny it, manipulation is a part of love. I got to get them. I got to find a way that they will only want me. That's not a game?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, I guess that's not a game. Everybody does that. It's manipulation. How do you stop a human being that has lived many, many years before they ever saw you from noticing anybody else, from being attracted to anybody else? You got to find a way. You got to find a way to stimulate them mentally, because you know that's going to, that's something that will actually work. You ain't going to have the biggest ass or the only ass. You ain't going to have the biggest titties or the only titties. You're never going to be able to stop them from noticing. But maybe the mental element will be a way for you to stop them from caring about anybody else. Caring. So you might have to do a little mental wrangling. You might have to do a little manipulation. You might have to, you know, twist a little wrist or twinkle a nose like Samantha in Bewitched. Are you wrong for that? Are you wrong for that? Now, I can see if you are trying to manipulate somebody with fear, like trying to make them afraid to talk to anybody else, afraid to see anybody else, afraid to be as free as the American ideal has promised them, then yeah, those are negative mental games, negative mind games. But the mind games nonetheless, and if you do the opposite of that, it doesn't make you any less accountable. But maybe that's just the way that I'm feeling. Maybe. What's going on, y'all? We going to talk about this tonight. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this, your daily. Go Get a Mission Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get Em Ism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the DG Show, we are talking about love and mind games. You know, I mean, if you notice, the older that we get, the more we protest against mind games. I'm too old to be playing games. Middle agers, you middle agers are always talking about, I don't want to be playing no mind games. Don't try to play with me. Don't try to play around with me. You gonna see that if you play games, I'm not gonna be around. I'm gonna rearrange my whole heart structure, cardiovascular. I can't deal with no good bastard, yeah. need to go find somebody else, some other Sally, because I'm not the one in the alley that's trying to judge love on anybody, but you're going to have to get with you if you want this body. Yo, you know what I'm talking about. Don't try to act like you can play me out. We protest against mind games, but are we really thinking deeply? Now, there's some things that are obvious. You want to be with somebody that makes you feel comfortable. You want to be with somebody who makes you feel secure. So if somebody is using their mind games to make you think that it's okay to put you in a situation where you think that you're in a competition for somebody's heart, no, that's not the mind games that we're looking for. But what I'm trying to say is that those aren't the only mind games that are there. And unfortunately, even for those negative situations where somebody is making you feel like you gotta jump through hoops, fiery hoops, in fact, or have to, you know, challenge all of the competition in order to be with them. That works for some people. It probably doesn't work for you. I know it doesn't work for me. But for some people, it works for. They're weirdos in our eyes. But unfortunately, many of us have been through some form of that. Maybe when we were younger, like, I'm going to give him something that he never had before. I'm better than him. Men have definitely done it. Men, even middle-aged men, you know, they still doing it. You know, you can easily say, you know, I don't want to play no games. Yeah, you're talking about a specific game. What you're really saying is, don't put me in a game that I can't win. But what do you think a man is doing when he lets his money speak for him? He ain't playing games. Ah, man, them broke niggas that you used to mess with before, that broke nigga that you got your eye on, he can't do that, blah, 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 blah. So you want a nigga that can't do this for you, can't do that for you, you know that's going to have you having to pay your own bills and struggle out there and have to save up, put your kids' uniforms on layaway before they go back to school in the fall. That's what you want? You going to tell me that's not a game? That's not a game? So, yeah, I'm gonna dangle this carrot in front of this mule. The mule is the woman, and I am the carrot dangler. So, look, 10s, 20s, 50s, 100s, 1000s, yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy this whip. I'm going to put a down payment on this crib. And that will make me more attractive. I'll be like Chris Rock. Chris Rock wasn't very attractive to anybody. He started getting a couple of dollars. Boy, he got extra cute. Same thing with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was just a little raisin nigga. He was a little funny little black nigga. Got a couple of dollars, got the Jerry curl in his head, start wearing them leather suits. All was, you know what I mean? Now, thick mustache ass, big lip nigga. Yeah, because, you know, the money start talking. You telling me that's not a game? Oh, really? Oh, really? So you mean to tell me, you know, just staying on Chris Rock and Eddie Murphy for a minute. They were in direct competition with all of their peers in order for them to survive in their career. Most of us who just go get a job, who are we competing against? Certainly not who they're competing with openly. When you go to work every day, you go ahead and you do your job. You do it to the best of your ability. You get your check. You go home. And that's not how it works for them. They have to try to stay as young as possible for as long as possible. They had to be the funniest. They had to be the box office draw. It was not easy for them. So you mean to tell me that you would accept that in order for you to make a decent living, that you would have to directly challenge all of your competition, that you call your friends, that you call your colleagues, that you call your buddies. But in love, oh, no, no, there can't be any competition. They can't, no, no, uh-uh. Mm-mm. You're lying. And most of y'all ain't going to tell me that you've never wanted to see the pictures or never observed the pictures of your man's exes and compared yourself just a little bit. You may not have done it openly, but like, I'm prettier than her. He say he like this, that, and the third, but that ain't that. That ain't. I'm more of that. As a matter of fact, how come he say? Why is he with me? But he say he likes this, that, and the third. You ain't that. Men do the same thing. Men, especially when men are younger, they know that money attracts women. They know that cars attract women. They know that jewelry attracts women. They know that even, you know, from my days, being able to dance or rap or sing attracted women. They knew it. And they were more than willing to get in that arena as long as they knew that they could compete and win. It was the ones who didn't or couldn't compete that was bitching. To the winner goes the spoils. To the winner goes the spoils. But you ain't gonna tell me that you never participated in any mind games, because you more than likely have, and probably did it willingly. It ain't start to be a problem until the competition started to get a little stiff and direct. But I get it. I ain't mad at you. How my people's doing out there tonight, man? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get It Ism Show. I'm your host on 752, and we are talking about love and mind games. What y'all know? Where are my lovers in the house? I mean, those lovers who say they don't play no mind games. I don't play no games. I don't want nobody playing no games with me, and I don't play no games with nobody else. We all have. Let me see what y'all talking about. Carol Chamberlain said last week, I was eating lamb chops in a salad in my PJs. That's what I'm talking about. I love lamb chops. That's some good eating right there. If you notice, in the Bible, the only animal that they mention for consumption is the lamb. It's the lamb of God, baby. It's the lamb. The lamb of God. Bah, bah, bah. Oh. That wasn't a lamb. That was my Stevie Nicks impression. Stand back. Just like a right-wing dove. Sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Bah, baby, bah, ooh, bah. Just like a white-wing dove. Sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Bah, baby, bah, yeah, bah. All right. As the days go by, like a champion. All right. Back to these mind games. What's going on? What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones, T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. Mia Cunningham, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Let me see what y'all talking about. Days like that are so needed and necessary. What are y'all talking about? Yeah, I'll be missing stuff. All right. Mexican and lemon. Okay. Off topic. I see all of those extra Eagle stickers. You see? Yeah, you see. That's my set. That's my set. It's going to be like that for the duration. It's going to be like that for a minute. It's going to be like that. All right. Mia says, I understand that. I love when my mental is stimulated. That definitely helps keep me interested. My mental has to be stimulated as well as my body for me to stick around. I mean, it makes sense. TK Wright says, sapiosexual, Mia. Welcome to the fold. Sapiosexual. Okay. Norris Hill says, if they aren't interested in something as simple as going for a walk, that can turn up my nose. Yo, I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? I dated a quadriplegic one time. It just wasn't working. All right, anyway, Mia says, absolutely, Carrie. Tingling my mind will make my body tingle. Stacey White, what's going on, Ma? How you feeling? And she says, oh, you wrong for that. I ain't do nothing wrong yet. But we got some time left in the show. Give me a chance. Mia said, Yeah, I admit I wanted to see who the exes are. No, it says musicians are good at it. Remember, it was All in My Mind by Full Force. Without a doubt. No, it says Keith Sweat is a Billy Goat singer too. He sure is. Yo, him and Stevie Nicks should make a song together before she get too old. Shout out to Christy McVie. Rest in peace, Christy McVie from Fleetwood Mac. She passed, 79 years old. Yep, she gone. Out. Ansel Jones says, love is a mind game. You can't stop people hitting on you or them. Interesting. No chicken Caesar salad. Listen, man, you know what I mean? We can't enjoy a chicken Caesar salad together. We don't need. I'm sorry. Okay, Ansel Jones says, had a guy try to holler at her in front of me because game recognized game. Don't hate the player. Interesting. Carol says, begging ass Keith Sweat. That shit was working, though. That shit was working. But, you know, when we start talking about mind games, you know, there's just like all things, there are levels. There are levels to this thing. There are levels. We don't all, you know, function on the same level or the same frequency. The idea and the goal is to find somebody who is functioning or can get on the same frequency. This, as far as a man and a woman is concerned, a couple, this is probably okay. This is probably not. This might be okay. You know, they say opposites attract. Even this might be okay. But when you start getting too far away from each other, it makes it a little bit tougher. Now, they say opposites attract, and the reason that some people believe that opposites attract is because the mental element is there. It may keep you wondering, like, why would a person do that? It might be a real mind trip for you. Like, why would a person like this or that, or, you know, be here or like to go there or be interested in something? Why would anybody want to play around with clay or craft or why would anybody want to work out for a living or take out trash or, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So an office worker or somebody who is trying to climb the corporate ladder could easily be attracted to somebody who is a mechanic. Why not? She has a car. He can fix the car. And it's not that easy. You know, being a mechanic is, first of all, mechanics play mind games. Do they not? Show me a mechanic that doesn't play mind games. They try to get you on their side. Make you think that they're the only thing you need, the only mechanic that you need. You know what I mean? Play around with your car, sometimes not fix it well enough, you know, so you'll have to come back to them, that sort of thing. You know, play mind games. They play mind games. They play mind games in business. And if you'll play mind games in business, you're not going to tell me that you won't play any mind games in love. But is it wrong? It's wrong if the person that you claim to love doesn't feel the love and doesn't appreciate the game. Yeah, that's wrong. It's only wrong when it don't come out right. How about that? It's only wrong when it don't come out right. When it comes out right, go judge your auntie's wig, because what we did worked. Look, I'm in love, like Evelyn Champagne King. And there ain't no doubt about it, I'm in love. You know, but it feels good to be in love once you finally get there. But most people who have fallen in love and stayed in love will tell you that there was a whole lot of things that they had to go through in order to get there. They had to go through other people that were like lovers. They had to pick. They had to choose. They had to select. They had to go through things. They had to experience the heartbreak. And a lot of that was mental. They had to deal with people who didn't seem to like them or love them as much as they liked and loved. It's hard. And it's definitely not an ego boost. It's a blow to your ego. It hurts. But that's part of the game. So for us to say that we're getting too old for the games, what are we saying? Okay, I'm 40 years old, 45 years old, 50 years old. We should just fall in love. Look, you like me, I like you. We've all been through a whole bunch of shit. You've been married once, I've been married twice. We got kids. No. As you get older, when you think about it, you're probably more open to mind games than ever before. You know why? Because now you have a lot of information. You're not 20 years old anymore where you don't know as much and you are way more enthusiastic and optimistic about life because you ain't lived it. You 40 years old, you're double the 20. You 60 years old, you're triple the 20. You got 40 years between 20 when you didn't know nothing. Now you know way too much. You ain't gonna let nobody come along and play you or trick you or lie to you or you're not gonna be able to turn off what you've seen for 40 years and act like you didn't see. If you was 20, you could easily turn that off because you didn't know. You figure, oh, it'll all work out in the end. You 50 years old, 60 years old, love becomes very serious. And maybe that's what we mean by don't want to play no games. You got to be serious. Don't be acting like you want me if you don't really want me. At the same time, we're vetting people. We vetting hard. This is hardcore vetting. Middle-aged hardcore vetting. We ought to do a show about that. Hardcore middle age vetting. Because you know, when you get to middle age, you've had children. Or if you had children like in your 30s or whatever, you know, your children are young. So the stakes are high. The stakes are high for you in love because, you know, you ain't got time to play. Biological clocks are running out or have run out. Now, you know, you're looking towards more relaxation. When you're in your 20s and 30s, you're not exactly relaxing as much. You're running, trying to build a fortune, trying to establish yourself business and in love and family. You know, in your 40s, you've kind of accepted what it's going to be. I'm not saying that you settled. Or that you don't believe that anything can get better. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is you have a lot of information. You can't think as a child anymore. You don't have the ability to think as a child anymore and to act like what's being given to you is not being given to you. Your ego is in a different place. By the way, if y'all want to call into the show, I invite you to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily go get a mission show. We talk about love and mind games. On this Throwback Thursday, let's get real about relationships Thursday. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I'm going to tell y'all something. My energy is a lot higher tonight than it has been for the rest of the week. I got some sleep today. It's actually been a hectic few weeks for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm holding on, I'm doing the best that I can and all that shit. But today I feel a little, yeah, I mean, Today I feel a little. Let's make it happen. Love and mind games. You know what I mean? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I would have easily told you I don't play no games. I don't play no mind games. I hadn't opened up my mind to even really think about what I was saying. Am I saying that I've never done anything to appear more attractive to a woman than other men? Shit. Shit. Yes, I have. Every day, on a regular basis, nonstop. Of course I have. Shit, I just shaved my head today. And shaped up my beard. Look at that line. Look at that line. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Look at that line. See that line? Look at that line. I'm like, other niggas can't work the clippers like that. As small as those things may be, if you take steps in grooming, hygiene, whatever the case may be, to appear more selectable than somebody else, you are playing the game. You're in the game. And I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you live with somebody. I don't care if you are exclusive. It doesn't matter. You still want to look good to them. By keeping yourself up, you are saying to them that it is important to me that I look attractive to you so your eyes don't start going to the right, going to the left. So you don't be, you know, still after 30 years talking about some Denzel Washington. Denzel like 80. Talking about, because jealousy is a motherfucker. And jealousy is a mind game. Jealousy is absolutely a mind game. Think about it. When somebody is jealous of you, all they do is play mind games with you. Trying to make you, sometimes they'll go to the resort of trying to make you feel like you're unattractive or you're undesirable or you're not as smart or you're not as important or they'll use fear. You better not try to get with this person or that person. You better not move this way or that way. You better not be thinking about nobody but me. You better not even dream of anybody but me. And if you do, you better wake up and apologize and reconfirm and affirm your love and loyalty to me. Jealousy is an absolute mind game. It's the most negative mind game that you can play. But as you can clearly see in all of your lives, I would imagine that it is as pervasive today as it was when we were kids in the schoolyard in elementary school. Ain't nothing changed but the date. But it's a mind game, and we can say that we don't participate in it. But some of y'all are as jealous as sin. I ain't gonna say no names. Because I don't know for sure, but I know. Shoot, you know, they have statistics. They have statistics that can prove anything else out there. How many people have they proved are jealous? If we took a survey, you know, I've known people who didn't want nobody looking at their man, talking to their man, thinking about their man, saying nothing about their man, noticing they, like, I've known women that were so jealous that if they man walked through the door, if other women just happened to notice that they walked through the door, they feel in some kind of way. They may not have said anything while in a public setting, but as soon as they got home, they gave their man hell. Oh, you came in here trying to, you know, I knew you was only doing this because you probably like this person and that person. And yo, jealousy is a wild mind game. Destructive as hell, but almost uncontrollable. But it's based on fear. You know, being jealous is based on fear. You fear that somebody will leave you that you really want to stay. Negative, negative, negative. Barbara Hill Cissé, Bobby Hill Cissé, what's going on, man? Ansel Jones says, we dated before and after I was married, teenage love. She knows everything, so no mind games can be played. I question that, but I hear you. Stacey White says she had good hair. She didn't wear no wig. Okay. She said, you know what to look for. Carol says, not true. Some are love starved that will accept what they can get. I'm just saying. Oh yeah, that's true. But even people who appear to be love starved or just, you know, open to anything, yeah, they start off that way, but later on they start making demands. Yeah, some people be like, I'm an open book, and, you know, just take me as I am on some Mary J. Blige shit. But when you get with them, the whole thing changed. You know, it ain't what you can get, it's what you can keep. Things get different when expectations start to increase and things like that. Some people play hard to get, and some people play easy to get but hard to keep. But I think it's mental. Okay. Carol says, look good for yourself too. Now I don't care about me. All I care about is other people. I mean, I can't live my life in, I mean, that's cool for everybody else, but, you know, I can't live my life in a vacuum. It ain't good enough for me to think I look good. I'd be like, nah. Look, I've tried to, you know, keep it like that. I'm like, nope. Fuck it. Nope. No, it ain't good enough for me to just look good for me. I ain't important enough to me. I got to get the team involved. Barbara Hills, he says that, Carol, exactly. I have to like the way my clothes fit and look before I head out the door. I do it for myself. I don't consider that to be for yourself. We might have some difference in the way that we view that, but I don't think that that's for yourself. Because if you like the way that your clothes look on you, to me, that means that you expect other people to like the way that they look on you also. I don't know. Okay, Stacey White says, well said. Well, I said, you can look at you better. Oh, you can look, but you better not touch. A real jealous person don't even play that look, but better not touch thing. But I understand what you're saying. Carol says, liar, you always keep yourself tight. Wait, liar, you always keep your look tight. Yeah, but I keep it so other people will notice that I'm doing that. I'm not doing that just for me. I ain't gonna front. If I go out and buy a fly outfit, you know what I mean? If I go out looking the way I want to look, yeah, my unique style, I don't want anybody to copy that. That's for me. But I want everybody to appreciate that shit. I'm not going to lie and say no. If everybody thought I look corny, like, oh, well, I could see you like the way you look, but no, that shit corny. Yeah, I'm going to feel some kind of way about that. Not me. Not me. And so Joan says, I look at myself differently, gaining the weight back I lost. Yeah, the whole weight gain thing. Yeah, I understand. Barbara Hill Cisse says, it is for myself, because if I have a huge muffin top or pants are too tight, I'll be outside uncomfortable and walking around with your pants unfastened isn't a good look. That's my whole point. If it was really just for you, you wouldn't care what other people thought. So, of course, for yourself, you want to keep yourself looking good for yourself personally, but it's based on other people's opinions of how that looks. Just like, all right, well, you know, when you go on Facebook and you look at these reels, and you see these chicks 400 or 500 pounds, you know, doing basic shit, and you see 100,000, they got 100,000 likes and 40,000 comments, and you're like, what the hell? Oh yeah, you know, she got confidence, and she look. I'm like, y'all gotta stop playing with me. You gotta stop playing with me. She ain't do nothing but lift her arm or her leg. Like, that's a big thing? A two-year-old could do that. Look, Mom, I'm an airplane. Look, Mom, I'm a football player. Just get out of here. Get out of here. So you think that 400 or 500 pound woman looks good for herself? Why you looking around like, how does she look good to any of y'all? I understand y'all being sympathetic to her weight struggle or whatever, but it's not even really a weight struggle. She ain't trying to lose no weight. She's trying to tell y'all that, no, I'm good the way I am. No, you're not. Not to me. No, and I'm not going for that shit. Y'all all fronting as far as I'm concerned, because if it was all like that, then y'all would all strive to get up to 500 pounds so y'all could prove that, yeah, I mean, fuck out of here. Okay. I see we have a call on the line. This could be fun. Hold on. And she says, let's see. Carol says, I take pride in the way I look to me. That's cool. Barbara Hill CJ says, I didn't mean look, I'm good look referring to anyone else. Most of my shirts can be pulled down over the pants and no one would know. Understand that I mean, but people don't know. I know. Okay. And so Jones says, the thing that made me mad is when guys say, can you have friends? All right. We have a call on the line. Caller with the last numbers, 1584. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening?
Hi.
Howdy.
It's me.
How are you?
Bobby Tinker. I'm
well,
good. How are you?
What a sound for sore ears. What's good?
I just wanted to say about the love and the mind game thing is that I realized that just in talking to people, and I'm really quite tired of talking to men. I really am. But just one person in particular, I noticed that they don't know that I can pick up when they're being either passive aggressive or when they are choosing their answers. Like, say, if I were to ask a question, like, you have to be really specific with some people, right? But with this particular person, they can pick up either social cues, inferences, and they usually can pick it up and just kind of know what you mean type thing. But depending on the question and the conversation, all of a sudden this person is, like, okay, prime example, I can say something like, you know, I don't appreciate that, you know, we had this conversation before and, you know, I really don't like to repeat myself, and I'm not saying that in a way like I don't want to repeat myself. I'm just saying, like, I really don't like saying the same shit over and over again. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about the profanity. And then a person will just reply with, I understand. I see your face. I have the computer muted so I can see you, smarty pants. But like when the person says, I understand, instead of responding, stop. The person will say, I understand. Instead of responding to the particular things that I stop. I'm about to hang up on you on the computer. That way I can focus on what I'm trying to say.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
All right.
Go ahead.
So listen, I hope I'm being clear. What I'm saying is they practice a lot of, instead of straight out lying, they do lying by omission or by giving very short answers. And that's mind games to me. You know what I mean? But I pick up on it. Couple times I had to make sure I wasn't tripping. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute, is this what's really happening? And so I'm at the point where I want to say, listen, I know that you are expecting me to be specific, but it's selectively that you expect, you know, specific. Because if we're having conversations about Black consciousness or political things, you finishing my sentences. You already know where I'm going with certain things. Even if it's about family, relationships with your, you know, children, you finish in sentences. But when I say something that just about us being one-on-one or something particularly about intimacy or affection or time or whatever it is. Now all of a sudden you're listening, which is great, but then your response is, I understand. And then I'll say, do you? And then the person will say something like, yeah, you said this, that, and other, very cleverly just mentioning certain portions of it. And I'm like, now you're playing with my intelligence. You know what I mean? Like, people think I'm sweet, but
let me ask you this real quick. Okay, yeah. The mind games that you're talking about, like if somebody, like if your man or your significant other or somebody that you're interested in and who is interested in you is playing mind games, what do you assume or what do you think or know what their end game is to their mind games? What are they trying to accomplish with the mind games that they're playing, in your opinion?
I think that what he's trying to accomplish is to continue. I think it's a breadcrumbing type of technique. And he is, you know, I don't do the whole diagnosis thing because my psychology degree is only undergrad. You know what I mean? But I think that he's absolutely exhibiting like breadcrumbing behavior and he's emotionally unavailable. Instead of saying, I'm emotionally unavailable or not ready, he'll just kind of give a little bit to kind of keep it going. So the end game is just to keep it going without an, you know, endlessly until I just like F it, you know what I mean? Or something. I don't know. That's what I surmise.
Well, do you think that he wants to be with you or does he not want to be with you?
That's the funny thing. So the very initial conversation was him wanting to be with somebody and wanting to be with me in long term and all this kind of shit. Then it was just kind of like up and down a couple times. And then like I you know, there are some other circumstances involved that I can give some understanding to, some leeway and yada, yada. But there's still something in me. Like my gut is telling me that there's still something else that hasn't been discussed. And anything that has been like kind of discussed is just me kind of figuring things out on my own, bringing it to his attention, him saying yes or no. Now, the good thing is that he is willing to have every conversation. You know what I mean? It's not like argumentative, like, you know, or say you crazy or to bring it back because I've learned how to communicate better. But I appreciate the fact that he's open, but it's definitely this wall that's impenetrable, and it's like, I don't want to do the work. I'm at within, and I actually said probably last week that I'm exhausted because I feel like I'm pursuing you and I need my energy back. And I know that might seem a little harsh and uncaring, but like I've tried it different ways, and it's like, you know, let's be friends. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that you said that he's willing to have every conversation, so he's not avoiding that. Would you consider his willingness to have the willingness to have the conversation, would that be a form of a mind game too? I mean, if you really think about it, if he's not trying to avoid a confrontation or a conversation or even a discourse, could that be some mental wrangling too? Maybe could it be that he gets off, you know, by you even trying to communicate or opening up? He might get some pleasure out of that, not necessarily. Because he might appreciate the fact that you're able to put things in a context with that doesn't result in yelling and screaming and a lot of frustration and maybe a little bratty behavior. That might be attractive to him. And the game that he might be playing, whether you appreciate it or not, is like, wow, other women that I've dealt with, they couldn't put up with this. They couldn't express themselves to me and have me express myself back to them, even if I was just being passive aggressive or resistant or even acting like I didn't know what was going on or whatever, or what do they call that, gaslighting, right? Like, you know, well, all that kind of stuff. Maybe maybe to him, it's like, wow, this woman really can keep up with me mentally, and she really can hold it down. I can see why she's successful in other areas of her life. This might be the one. So we say, I'm saying all this to say this.
Uh-huh.
We say that we don't want to play any games, but maybe the games that we play aren't meant to be put out there that way, because as we try to make sure that somebody is the one for us, or make sure that we really like somebody before we make that declaration of exclusivity or whatever, maybe we feel it necessary to put them through a battery of tests. And that is game, but it's probably not a game that we haven't all played with someone else before or had played with us. But we might be a little more resentful of it at our station currently. Possibly.
Yeah.
Now, that's just a suggestion. I can't say that. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I mean, because at this point, in the middle age, I noticed something about us middle agers. You know, we expect everything to be put right out there on the table. And I don't know if that's able. I don't know if that's. If that's really an expectation that we can expect to be fulfilled, I'm not so sure. Like, so you're telling me that at 45 years old, or at 50 or 55 years old, I have to be 100% sure that I want to be with somebody as soon as we get together? I'm not so
no.
sure.
No.
But
no.
That's kind of like what we're saying. If you think about it, you know, it might not be what we mean, but we're kind of saying that. And I think social media has really, really hammered that point home. You too old to be playing games. I'm like, well, the game is uncertainty. I'm not sure. At other times in my life where I thought I was sure because of this, that, and the third, yeah, I went and I dove in and I realized, you know, I didn't even test the water before I realized it's cold in that shit. Or they didn't put no chlorine in it. Or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like now that I'm being more careful, the patient, now I'm dealing with women or men who aren't as patient. They're not being as patient with me as I'm trying to be careful about them.
Wow. Guess what? You're saying things that I think and that I believe. You know what I mean? Because...
Yeah.
Because we have to be sure, and I don't expect anybody to be sure about me. Like, I used to think that way. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you meet me, I'm dope. You know what I mean? But then I'm like, listen, I know that people's had all kind of life challenges and different things like that.
Yeah.
I think that when it's different than what you're, and I really hate when I hear people say, I'm not used to this, but when it's different than what you've experienced in the past, where people mm-hmm. are forthcoming, and you find out that they weren't necessarily being honest, then you meet somebody that's not forthcoming. But when you ask them about certain things, they respond without an attitude. Now you're suspicious. Somebody was saying, like, women will believe a lie faster than they'll believe a damn truth. And it's different, but it's kind of just along the same vein, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like,
it's tough being a full-fledged adult and trying to...
I don't want
to
do it.
I know, right? But it's
no more
it's hard to try to leave all of your prior expectations and your experiences behind, because they shape the way that you think and feel right now, and you can't get away from that. But we also have to remember that in our experience, now we have to try to be more accepting of other people's behavior, because there may be a reason behind it. There may be a reason behind it that isn't as sinister as it may look, but then again, it might be just sinister or even more sinister than it appears. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. Got to get on the body here, you know.
Okay.
But I know you only called in to play mind games, and I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I ain't even mad
Absolutely.
At you. I ain't mad.
I
All
had
right.
to get it off.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Good stuff there. Good stuff. Very, very good. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. December 1st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. G. Michelle, happy birthday to you, G. And also Crystal Brown, turning 49 years old today. And Tanisha Scarvers, turning 39 years old today. And my girl Felicia Chantel, happy birthday to you. And Dorothea Zuni Macon, turning 62 years old today. And go-getter Lisa Williams, happy birthday to you. And Melissa Hearns, turning 42 years old today. And Tony Monique, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the Foundation for Fortitude. Okay, cool. And also Candace Ming, happy birthday to you. And Estefani Bautista, happy birthday to you. And Jennifer Smith, turning 35 years old today. A lot of birthdays on the first, man. And Desir Merlande, turning 36 years old today. And Kevin Jackson, my man Kevin Jackson, turning 65 years old today. And Milton Todd, turning 63 years old today. And Myra Jackson, happy birthday to you. And Lydia McClurkin. I mean, there's a lot of birthdays. This is crazy. All right. And Jeffrey Snyder, happy birthday to you. And my man, go-getter and hypnotherapist, Belvin Jessup, turning 50 years old today. The Big 5-0, my brother. And my man, Dennis Hawkins, turning 54 years old today. And go-getter Life Atheo, happy birthday to you. And go-getter Peaceful B, happy birthday to you. And go-getter Robert Woodson Jr., turning 76 years old today. And last but not least, my brother Sergio Santana, turning 43 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious December 1st. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the dance, the dance. Rock out, rock on and do the damn. Rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, we talk about playing mind games, and we don't submit or admit to playing those types of games, but you never know. All mind games ain't bad. The game is love, but we have to define what the end game is. If the end game is to be together, stay together, get together, let's stay together. Let's stay together. Well, all fair in love and war. And if you can't win the love and war, then get your cake up and buy you a whole. Anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. It ain't easy being middle age or heading towards that. You know, it's hard to turn off what you know, and even harder to turn off how you feel. We would love to just thrust ourselves into the throes of passion for somebody that makes us feel great. But unfortunately, through many of our experiences, the way that somebody has made us feel has gotten us into situations where we felt even way more awful later on. So we have to vet. We have to sift through files. We have to make the hard decisions. And sometimes we got to sit this one out. Let the game go on without us as we strategize on how to play the game a little bit better. But the game is love, and the game is to win. We trying to win at the game of love. And I ain't mad at you. You know what I mean? If you can find somebody who wants to play in on the same team as you, then a win is a win, baby. A win is a win, baby. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Emism show at 7 o'clock. So thank y'all for coming through, man. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it Caller, Barbara Hill Cisse, thank you so much for coming through. Appreciate you mucho. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.